This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice, featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today on the program, we're speaking with Jane Chai, Master of Public Health. She is the Community Health Content Expert with Conduent Health Communities Institute. And Jane, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Well, the pleasure is certainly all ours, and thanks for your time. So Jane, what is the Conduent Health Communities Institute, and what type of resources does it provide, and for who? Let's start there.
Yeah, thanks for asking. We are a multidisciplinary team of public health professionals who specialize in looking at health through a social determinants of health lens. And for those who are unfamiliar with that term, social determinants of health are the conditions in which we live, work, and play that impact our health and well-being. So as Conduent Healthy Communities Institute, we help health departments, hospitals, health systems, health plans, and community collaboratives look at their data, look at data in their community, and learn about community experiences to identify priorities for improving health. And we do this through our nationally recognized community health platform, which acts as a hub for community health planning with a range of data, as well as the ability to integrate local data and resources. We also provide consulting services, which includes an amazing team of public health professionals, particularly community health experts, who work closely with our clients and their partners to collect and analyze data, set priorities, and create a plan for action. So I describe us as a soup to nuts operation for community health planning needs.
Jane, thanks for giving us an overview of Conduent Health Communities Institute. Certainly helpful. Tell us more about the HCI or Conduent Health Communities Institute platform and the data it does provide. Take that further.
Yeah, thanks so much. From our experience, too often community health data isn't accessible to the people and organizations that need it most. And the HCI platform breaks through this barrier to bring key data to the community that's always current and easy to understand. The platform hosts over 150 social, economic, and health indicators, as well as a library of over 2,300 promising practices. So that includes data on health outcomes such as death or hospitalization rates due to diabetes, as well as social and economic indicators like the percent of the population that's living below federal poverty level. So while having indicators like this is very important for the communities we work with, in recent years, we've also seen an increased need to have more advanced analytics in the form of indices that bring together multiple data points into a single value. So as part of our platform, we also offer our socio needs index suite, which currently includes a health equity index, food insecurity index, and the newest in the suite is our mental health index. Each index summarizes multiple health and socioeconomic indicators into one validated score to identify areas for action.
Another question for you, Jane, and out of curiosity, why is this information and data important, and who actually uses it would be the first question. And can you share an example of an action that has been taken to improve community health using this kind of data?
Yeah, that's a great question. Working in community health improvement, our goal is for all communities to have equal opportunities for good health and well-being. But unfortunately, we know that communities are differently resourced and therefore have different outcomes and different needs. So the data on our platforms and that our consulting team uses helps us make sense of what's happening in our communities and which communities might be experiencing the greatest disparities. So again, data points on our platform include those that you might expect, such as death rates due to heart disease or the percent of population who smoke. But we're also looking at those social and economic conditions, such as overcrowded housing or rates of unemployment, which we know contribute so much to health and well-being. And as I mentioned, we developed the Socio Needs Index Suite because while some of our clients like looking at those different data points, some really need a singular data, you know, a singular value to bring different partners together. And as you know, these issues are very complicated and require many sectors coming together to address the problem. Our Food Insecurity Index, for instance, can be used by those in the health sector. And it can also be used by, say, food pantries or those offering nutrition services to identify which communities are most in need of assistance. So an example I can think of where someone had used this data was one of our clients at Calvert Health, which is a hospital in Maryland. They used the data we provided and were actually surprised at the level of food insecurity that was in their area. And as a result, they organized a drive-through farmers market in the parking lot of their hospital during the COVID-19 pandemic. And this helped out local vendors who were really struggling during the pandemic, as you can imagine, while also providing access to healthy food to their community members. And to my understanding, that farmers market is still taking place. So I think that's a great example of how data can bring different partners together to improve community health.
It certainly is, and a fine example of that. Thanks so much for the feedback in those regards. Today we're speaking with Jane Chai, Master of Public Health. She is the Community Health Content Expert with Conduent Health Communities Institute here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, what are some of the lesser known factors that contribute to poor health within a community? Get into some of those details. I think it would be an eye opener for sure.
Yeah. So first, we can start with, you know, the things we know. So we know that the leading behavioral contributors to poor health are smoking, poor nutrition, a sedentary lifestyle, and excessive drug and alcohol use. However, we know that there are disparities in health, even accounting for those lifestyle factors that are related to the social determinants of health, or again, the conditions in which we live, work, and play and learn. So, for example, it probably makes sense to you that if you don't have access to affordable and nutritious food in your neighborhood, it's much harder to have a healthy diet. And especially in the last couple of years, though, we are making the connection that those conditions in which we live, work, and play are very much linked to what we call the root causes of health inequities, which are such factors as race, income, and education. So some examples are the four-year life expectancy gap between Black and white Americans. Black women being three times more likely to die from pregnancy-related causes compared to white women, and Latinx communities having a higher death rate due to diabetes, and so on. And studies show that these disparities exist, even accounting for the lifestyle factors that we just talked about. So while some of this can be improved by individual behavior change, a lot of these disparities are due to systemic issues. And I think these issues of inequality and inequity are more difficult to talk about for us, but they are real. And it's, you know, we know it's probably easier to tell someone to get more exercise than have deep conversations about the structural inequities that might make it harder for someone to be healthier. But I really think those are the conversations we need to be having more of if we want to help improve health for everyone.
Yes, for sure on that, and some good stuff, good information on that front. Now, can you share an example of how this data can lead to identifying underserved, invisible populations?
Sure. You know, in community health, we start almost all of our processes by looking at data. And at Conduent Healthy Communities Institute, that's what we do. We help organizations across the healthcare ecosystem look at health, social, and economic indicators to see where their communities are doing relatively well and where they're having issues that need to be prioritized for action. When we talk about invisible populations, I think about those populations that don't show up in the data. So for those communities, we really have to dig into the data that's in front of us and talk to individuals to find out what's going on. We do that through community surveys, focus groups, and interviews, both with community members and those that provide the services, like doctors or staff at homeless shelters or substance abuse treatment providers and so on. And what we're hearing from those folks is that the issues that those invisible populations are struggling with the most are those unidentified conditions. Some that we talk about more, you know, a lot, like mental health conditions, substance use, or lack of housing. But there are other conditions that can go under the radar, like intimate partner violence, food insecurity, unstable housing, unemployment, or social isolation and loneliness. So I think our work is cut out for us in trying to destigmatize some of those topics, and helping those invisible populations be seen so that we can directly engage them in finding solutions.
Absolutely fabulous what you're doing through the Conduent Healthy Communities Institute and for joining us here today to introduce this to the audience. Really do appreciate that. In conclusion, is there any closing thoughts, a final word or a tip or anything else you'd like to mention as we do bring things to a close today?
Thank you so much for asking. You know, I think we are really at a turning point in terms of health in America. We've seen some really disturbing trends in the last few years, the opioid crisis, increase in suicides, and a decline in life expectancy for the first time since World War II. But we are also seeing groups really seeing each other and working together in ways we haven't before. And I think the only way through this is by taking an honest look at the data in front of us and coming together across aisles, across sectors, and across communities to work on solutions. So as far as a tip, I think, you know, there's a saying in healthcare improvement, what can you do by next Tuesday? And it's a question to get us to act on solutions rather than just think about the problems. So I encourage us to think about, you know, what can we do by next Tuesday? Is it emailing someone at an organization you want to partner with? Is it finding data about your neighborhood so you can be more informed? Just do one thing by next Tuesday. And if you work in the healthcare ecosystem, so if you're at a community organization, a hospital, a health plan, or a health department, feel free to give us a call by Tuesday. We are very happy to work with you on improving health in your community, wherever you are in that process.
Certainly appreciate that invitation. And speaking of contact, Jane, where can listeners not only contact you, but to get more information online in all regards?
Yes, absolutely. You can find me on LinkedIn, on Jane Chai, MPH. You can also find more information about Conduent Healthy Communities Institute. We're at conduent.com/community health. And again, our information should be everywhere. Our LinkedIn is out there. So we're definitely looking forward to talking to you soon.
And as always, audience, we'll leave that link within the show notes of this broadcast. Jane, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Jane Chai, Master of Public Health, and she is the Community Health Content Expert with Conduent Healthy Communities Institute. And for all the details, once again, visit Conduent.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.